I started to think about him as my dad, I would say in May of 09, in May, but I just kept it to myself. When I had told him about me not having a dad, and he told me not him about not having any children, you know, that he could raise and see. And I thought to myself, I was like, wow, isn't this a coincidence right here? You know, him not having any children in his life and him being like that for like 30 years and me not having a dad. And I was like, wow, I wonder, you know, saying, would he want to be my dad? And I his son.
And I'm not sure which one of us really said the words, but I think it came out as a natural consequence that, you know, son, I'll adopt you. He said, you know, Dad, you're right. We decided almost mutually, we asked each other, well, what's keeping us from doing it right here? And we decided there was nothing keeping us from doing it right here. And we looked in the family code as to what was required. And lo and behold, it's a fairly simple procedure. But no inmates had ever done it before.
I didn't think that it would be as complicated as it was, but it was, oh man, it was a struggle just to get it accomplished.
The law requires you to file the petition in the county where you live. Well, that meant right here, in conservative East Texas, in Crockett, Texas. And I told him, I said, oh boy. I said, son, we've got a lot of faith, and we're going to make this go. And so I filed the petition over there. Well, I think the judge was kind of taken aback at first, and he wouldn't rule on it. So I filed a petition in a higher court to make him act on the case. Well, finally, the judge wrote me a letter. And he said, Mr. Johnson, why do you want to adopt him? And in reply to that letter, we both wrote letters to the judge. I wrote in there the tremendous void I had in my heart by losing my own children. And I said, there's a lot of a love of a father within me. And I said, this love has found a child. It's found a home. It's someone I can call my son who is not perfect, and I'm far from perfect. But it's something that he's a young man that I relate to well, and we're going to do just fine because I've accepted him in my heart as my son.
And then I also wanted to write mine. And so I told the judge, I respect him. You know, he's about the person, the only person I can ever trust and respect. And I've never learned to trust and respect anyone. And the relationship that we have is like a relationship that any child would love to want to have or should have, you know what I'm saying, as growing up. And I expressed how when I was young, I don't feel like I ever had got that chance to really grow. I believe that my growth was stagnated somewhere. And now I feel like I'm growing. And I want to grow with him as my father, not just somebody that I know.